Okay, we'll go ahead and get started and call to order the Community Correction Partnership meeting for June 7th, 2023 at our Stockdale office. We will start with a roll call.
Chief Merrill.
Here.
Court Executive Officer Harper Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Joseph Kinzel for Ms. Zimmer, here.
Public Defender Kane.
Here.
Sherry Youngblood.
Here.
Director Kuwahara.
Michelle Keeley for Director Kuwahara.
Chief Tear.
Here.
Administrator Olvera.
Here.
You'd be ready for it.
Thank you.
Director Marino.
Here.
Executive Director Corson.
Here.
Supervisor Perez. Interim Chief Workforce Development Officer Aaron Ellis.
Here.
Superintendent Barlow.
Deborah Plank.
And Interim Victim Services Coordinator.
Here.
So welcome to Carrie. Thank you for being here. Our first item is our consent agenda. We have three items on consent: item number one, item number five, and item number six. So first of all, is there any public comment on any of the consent items? Okay, seeing none, unless there's any discussion, I'd ask for a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Mr. Corson?
I'll second.
Second, Ms. Olvera. So we'll just take a vote. So all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, next we have public presentations. This is a time for members of the public to make a presentation to the CCP on any item that is not on the agenda. You're welcome to come up. I just ask that you state your name and the organization you're with, and then please observe our 2-minute time frame for those public comments. Anybody like to make a public comment? Okay, not seeing any. We'll go on. I'm going to move number 3 to the end of the meeting, so we'll go on to number 4, and that's CCP community member announcements or reports. Any announcements or reports? Okay. Moving along this morning, this is good. So we'll go on to item number 7, and this is a community-based organization annual report, and I believe we have Lieutenant Garcia from the Sheriff's Office to present on this.
Today of our summary report on CBOs for the year of 2022. In 2022, AB 109 funds continue to provide housing and supportive services by referring participants to community-based organizations or CBOs contracted by Kern County with the approval of the Community Corrections Partnership or CCP. The CCP had contracts with 8 CBOs during the 2022 calendar year. Each CBO submitted an annual report detailing the highlights of their program for the service year. The contracts with the above listed CBOs, or the prior CBOs, began January 1st, 2019, and were set to conclude on December 31st, 2021. However, on March 3rd, 2021, the CCP approved the extension of services through December 31st, 2022. A total of $1,624,517.05 were paid in claim reimbursements to CBOs for services provided in 2022. There were 946 participants enrolled in CBO programs in 2022. For housing services or sober living environments, the CBOs provided 791 participants with housing and sober living environments for a total of 39,879 bed days. This is an increase of 3,411 bed days over the number used in 2021. The SLEs reported 174 program completions and 108 participants were still successfully participating at the end of the year. Participants were provided 120 days of housing at the contracted SLEs. In addition to housing, a variety of support services were made available to SLE participants to provide skills needed for successful reentry into the community and to reduce the likelihood of recidivism. Services provided in 2022 include, not all, behavioral health management, employment services, and job search, family reunification, parenting and neglect classes, substance abuse classes, just to name a few. Drug testing was conducted at all the SLEs. Out of that, there were 4,006 drug tests administered, of which 843, or 21%, reported as positive, testing positive. There was also 3,313 breathalyzer tests performed, and 86, or 3% of that, reported as testing positive. As part of the 2022 review process, the CBOs were asked what the greatest contributing factor was for participants that failed the program. The responses received were varied, but one of the more exclusive ones was that many of the new arrivals in the program are just not ready for the accountability and structure they find in the sober living homes. And being in recovery can be a difficult adjustment, especially if they still have family and friends who are in addiction. The SLEs provided a safe home-like atmosphere where the residents received the support and encouragement needed to successfully complete the program. The home cited that stability, structure, and support were contributing factors for success. For supportive and non-residential services, support services were provided to a total of 155 participants in 2022. Of those participating in support service programs, 19% completed their program and 52% were still active at the end of the year. At the start of 2022, most non-residential CBOs experienced challenges in keeping participants engaged during their programming. Garden Pathways mentioned that some clients are not ready to receive services due to underlying factors such as mental health, substance use disorders, housing and food insecurities, and antisocial beliefs, values, and peers. One way this CBO in particular addressed this issue was by conducting home visits and incorporating family and collateral contacts as a tool support clients through their residents. West Care and STEPS addressed similar issues by staying in consistent communication with each participant and reminding them of upcoming appointments and counselors. Strong support systems and positive relationships with each organization involved have been the greatest contributing factor for those who have successfully completed the programs. Because of these partnerships, outside resources and referrals can be provided, which increase successful reintegration into the community. The percentage of individuals still participating at the end of 2022 more than doubled from the previous year. With the assistance of all CBOs, there is a strong indication that there may also be an increase of successful completions in the coming year. The Sheriff's Office and its partner agencies would like to thank all the CBOs for their service to the communities in Kern County. Their dedication and hard work are greatly appreciated. And because of their support of this population, we are allowed to continue a mission and further serve more individuals each year.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Any questions from the committee for the Lieutenant? Okay, and I believe we do have a video from one of our CBOs. It's about 4 minutes. It's from Garden Pathways, and it just highlights some success stories. So we'll get that queued up. We have some technical difficulties here, so if we can figure it out, we will, but if not, we'll share it for next time. Sorry about that. It's just one of the success stories from Garden Pathways, and really shows how the CBOs can really turn lives around and make a positive impact on everybody. So we'll go on for now. Let's say, is there any public comments on the CBO annual report? Okay, not seeing any. We'll just take, need a motion and a second to receive and file. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Kinzel.
Okay, and do I have a second?
Second.
A second from Ms. Maria. Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, next we'll go to the AB 109 Implementation Plan and Allocation for fiscal year 23-24. And those have all been in their packet. You have all the requests, and we'll just go down through each individual, and we'll start with the sheriff.
He didn't mean that you were the sheriff. I'm gonna make sure, Alex, that you understood that.
Yes, clearly.
You wouldn't want it.
The Kern County Sheriff's Office requests for the fiscal year 2023-24 base funding using the established percentage allocation in the amount of $24,236,109 to maintain current staffing and service levels, facility improvements, replacing of aging fleet, purchase of a drone to combat drugs entering the jail facilities, and purchase of a canine and training for the handling. We make a request of approval for the fiscal year 2023-24 for base allocation.
Thank you. Any questions for the lieutenant?
The canine is for drug interdiction, not compliance, correct?
That's for, thank you, sir.
Any questions? Not seeing any. We'll go to public comments at the end. So we'll next, thank you, Lieutenant. We'll go next to probation, so I'll take that. And we are requesting our traditional 35.56%, and it's mainly to for the expansion of day reporting center services, and then pretty much a, you know, just to continue what we've been doing. We will have a couple add and deletes of some clerical positions and replacing those with probation technician positions. But for the most part, pretty much status quo plan. Are there any questions for me on probation's submission? Okay, we'll go next to behavioral health and recovery services. I think Ms. Cooley?
Yes, so Kern Behavioral Health and Recovery Services proposes to keep the existing 13.56% of the base allocation, which equates to $8,368,799. These funds provide positions and services necessary for the department to serve individuals in our jail facilities, as well as psychiatric services within our crisis division and outpatient mental health and SUD services to promote continuity of care and linkage back into our community. We're striving to reduce incarcerations, hospitalizations, and homelessness while promoting independent living.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Cooley? Okay, seeing none, we'll next go to the district attorney and Mr. Kinzel.
Thank you, Chief. The district attorney's office is requesting the traditional funding allocations. In this case, $2,641,479. Similar to probation, it's a status quo request to maintain current staffing and service levels.
Any questions for Mr. Kinzel? Okay, next we'll go to the community-based organization, and I'll take that. And so as you know, we set aside a certain amount every year, so when we go out to RFP every third year that we have money available for those CBO programs. And so the request is for the traditional percentage and for a total of just over, or just under $1.7 million. Any questions on the CBO organization request? Okay. Seeing none, we'll next go to the Public Defender's Office and Mr. King.
Oh, thank you, Chief. We're once again requesting our 2.14% to effectively meet the significant realignment caseload that we have. That's it.
Okay, any questions for Mr. King? Okay, we'll go on next, and this is Employers Training Resource and Mr. Ellis.
Thanks, Chief. Employers Training Resource is requesting 1.38%, which is $851,692, to continue our AB 109 services, which would include for staffing costs, supportive services, participant training, and also paid work experience as well.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, next we will go to the Street Interdiction Team, and we have Acting Chief Dampier from Ridgecrest Police Department.
Good morning.
Morning.
The
As you're aware, the Street Interdiction Team, otherwise known as SIT, is a multi-department law enforcement task force consisting of numerous law enforcement agencies throughout the county of Kern. SIT operates in our Kern County cities such as Arvin, Bakersfield, Bear Valley, California City, Delano, McFarland, Ridgecrest, Shafter, Taft, and Tatchby in order to effectively address street-level crime. SIT focuses on improving the collaborations with law enforcement agencies, establishes frontline operations in the cities and towns throughout Kern County, and we also meet on a monthly basis to discuss current AB 109 activities and impacts. This year, we're making the request for $419,674 to continue the SIT program.
Thank you. Any questions? Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Next, we will go to Veteran Services, and we have Director Lopez.
Good morning. Veteran Service Department requests a base allocation of $166,635 to maintain our veteran service representative assigned to veterans to work with specific AB 109 offender veterans, supplies, and video conferencing licensing for veterans and their families.
Thank you, Mr. Lopez. Any questions? Okay, thank you. Last, we have a request for contingency, and this is something, this 0.13% is what we've traditionally put in contingency to be used at later amount, or later time, excuse me. And so that's in the amount of $80,232. Any questions regarding the contingency request? Okay, seeing none, I'm just going to open it up to the public. Is there any member of the public who would like to make any comment on this item? Okay, thank you. So we have the requests as listed. Everyone has presented and I had a chance to ask questions. So what I would ask for would be a motion to approve the a motion to make a recommendation to the executive committee to make the allocations as listed in the agenda and as requested here today. Do I have such a recommendation? We have one from Mr. Ellis.
I'll motion.
Motion.
Corson will second.
And a second from Mr. Corson. We will take a roll call vote on this.
Chief Miracle.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harbor Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinsel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender King.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Michelle Keeley for Director Kuwahara, yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Administrator Olera.
Yes.
Director Murillo.
Yes.
Executive Director Corson.
Yes.
Supervisor Perez. How about Chief Officer Aaron Ellis?
Yes.
Superintendent Barlow.
Deborah Plank for Mary Barlow, yes.
And Victim Services Coordinator Carrie.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion carries. We're just going to discuss, I'll let you know, item number 9, our next meeting will be September 13th, 8 a.m. here at this. And then I'm going to now bring item number 3, which is Chairman's Report. So there's two items on there. The first is just at that September meeting is when we discuss our carryover funds. So any carryover funds that you have from the previous year that needs to be brought back before the CCP, that's when we discuss that. And the last thing is just to tell everybody that this is my last CCP meeting. So I'll be retiring in August. And I've been on the committee since its inception, since 2011. I think it's just Mr. Corson and Sheriff. And back in 2011, I thought I would have outlasted the Sheriff, but I guess I didn't.
I haven't.
Yeah. So, but I just wanted to thank everybody. You know, I think this is, it's a really important committee, and you can tell there's a lot of funds that are spent and a lot of cooperation that's gone on. And I talked to a lot of different counties, and that is something that I think is pretty unique in Kern County, where all the partners can really come together, sit down, and try to work together. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody.
Chief, I want to say, I remember in the very beginning of this, we met, everything was brand new, not really any guidance from the state, and it was a heavy lift for you. And for some of us that remember some of those early meetings, there was a lot to this, and I applaud you immensely for the work that you've done with this group and other groups. So thank you very much for your leadership with this group and others as well.
Thank you, Mr. Corson. Appreciate it. Okay, with that, go ahead.
I'd like to say a few words.
They're surprising me now.
You surprised us.
Of course, you know, I have to say something. Oops, sorry about that. Hopefully I'll just talk loud enough. So I'm going to turn it off. All right. I'd like to say a few words, Chief. Through your leadership, collaboration, and commitment, the following has happened. You have been a part of 50 CCP meetings, of which the majority you've presided over as chair. You have presided over administering over, with this group, $500 million. That's a half a billion dollars. That's pretty dang good for this county, right? And think of the impact those dollars have had. You've also provided over providing $25 million in funding for our community-based organizations, who to this day do a fantastic job of helping the individuals and the impact it has had. Under your leadership, over 100,000 individuals have found better and safer lives. The community is a better place to live, and residents of Kern County can rest assured that you've guided this group with all your passion, dedication, perseverance, and unwavering commitment to this group and to the community. But I think your greatest accomplishment has been reducing the 6 to 8 hour CCP meetings. In the beginning, to just under, actually, this would have done, it probably would have been 15 minutes had we not spoke. But I think 20 is the record. That's pretty dang good. So that says a lot about this group, how you guys have come together, interacted, but you are the chair. And so everything comes back to you as well. So we just want to say thanks to you, and we have a little token for you.
Yeah, I want to say when we started this, they were 1 and 2 day meetings, and I want to ensure that whoever your replacement is understands that we're going to continue with the short meetings. We expect to continue with cookies and fruit. If not, somebody's going to have hell to pay. But the truth is, if you look up in the dictionary ethics and integrity, you'll find this picture.
Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman?
So, yes?
Nothing is done until your lawyer speaks. I just wanted to acknowledge, I'm sorry it's your last day. I had hoped to videotape one of these meetings as a template for other Brown Act boards to say how efficiently these board meetings are run. So I'm going to miss you, but good luck. And this has been a great experience for me and, as she said, for the community. So thank you.
Thank you, GK. Appreciate that. Okay, with that being said, we are going to adjourn as the CCP, and we're going to then meet as the executive committee, so you're welcome to stay, but if not, we just ask you to leave so we can still hear on the recordings. Thank you, everybody. Okay, we will start as the executive committee of the CCP meeting, and we will start with a roll call.
Chief Miracle.
Here.
Court Executive Officer Harder Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kendall Prezimmer.
Public Defender Kane.
Here.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Here.
Director Kuwahara.
Michelle Keeley for Director Kuwahara.
Chief Terry.
Here.
Okay, we have two items on the consent agenda. We have items number 1 and item number 4. Unless there's any discussion, I would ask for a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda items.
Youngblood, motion.
Kendall, a second.
Thank you. And is there any public comment on this? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next, we'll go to public presentations. Any public presentations? Seeing none, we'll go to member announcements or reports. Any announcements or reports? Seeing none, we'll go to item number 5. So we have a recommendation from the full CCP to approve the allocations as listed. Is there any discussion, or do I have a motion to approve that recommendation?
Terry, a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second, Kinzel.
Great, we have a motion and a second. Is there any public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, we will take a roll call vote.
Chief Merrill.
Yes.
Court Executive Officer Harvard Pickens. District Attorney Zimmer.
Kinzel for Zimmer, yes.
Public Defender Kane.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes.
Director Kuwahara.
Michelle Keeley for Director Kuwahara.
Yes. And Chief Terry.
Yes.
Okay, and so our next committee member, our meeting will be September 13th, as previously listed. And with that, we will adjourn as the executive committee. Thank you, everybody.